but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a 0.08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a 0.08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Every year this time of year, I think about Legos, and I think about baseball. And I did the math once. I've been a columnist at a variety of newspapers in different states over several decades. I probably have written maybe 5,000-6,000 columns, and a handful of the stories really stick with me. And years ago, I wrote a piece about an unforgettable kid named Jack Schumacher. Everybody called him Shu. He lost a battle with bone cancer at the age of 14. His mother, Tammy, told me that she crawled into the hospital bed. This breaks my heart. And she cradled her son's body in the final minutes of his life. She was holding him when he died. 6:36 in the morning on a Friday in late May. That image, as a father of three daughters, crushes me. Even now. Every time I think about that, I look across the room at my kids, and, you know, maybe you do too. But I get an email every year on the anniversary of her son's death. Tammy reaches out to me, and she says, hey, do you remember it's that time of year, and how could I forget? Shu was a ball player, baseball player, played T-ball at 4, became a pitcher for his Little League teams in Portland and Salem. He became a pitcher and good player. He had talent. He also had osteosarcoma, which started with hip pain. Doctors at first thought it was a muscle tear. They prescribed physical therapy. It did not help. His mother's a nurse. Tammy's a nurse. She knew something was wrong from the start. He had trouble walking. He couldn't get through an MRI without vomiting from the pain. And by the time doctors found a mass on the inside of his pelvis, he was facing the end of his life. Chemotherapy, radiation, surgery took muscle from his back. All Shu wanted was to be normal and play baseball. And I've written about this. You know, he got to throw and pitch one last time. He called his pitching coach, and he showed up to the field with his glove and a walker and a wheelchair, and the coach brought a bucket of baseballs, and they stood him on his walker, and they put the bucket of balls on his wheelchair, and the pitching coach told me watching him go through this was like somebody shoving an ice pick in your heart. He loved math. He would have went on to college, probably would have become an engineer. Maybe he went to Oregon State. Who knows? Maybe he would have even pitched. Maybe he'd be pitching for Oregon State in the Super Regional against Florida State. Shu had a giant heart. In the final months of his life, he spent time at Dornbecker Children's Hospital. He noticed that the younger kids who were there getting cancer treatment alongside him did not have enough Lego sets to play with. He's facing the end of his life. I would have been terrified at 14. Instead, he turned to his mom and said, "Mom, I'm going to make it my goal to get 100 Lego sets for these kids." He told his neighbors. He put the word out. He said, "Everybody needs to donate Legos." Called friends. The goal was 100 sets. It became a mission. And probably a distraction for Shu. It gave him something to think about besides his pain. He collected 300 sets of Legos. 300. His siblings, Zach, Rebecca, and Isaiah, grew up without their brother. They watched him fight to the end. His pelvis got removed. His central nervous system was smothered by tumors. They heard him tell his parents that, "Hey, whatever healthy organs I have left, I want them to be donated to other people." That's Shu. So his mother reached out to me again, said, hey, do you remember my son? I sure do. I think about that kid every time I drive past a Little League field. Every time I see a Lego set, I think about that mission because his family has continued the quest. I got choked up there, and I hope you did too. His family is still collecting and donating Lego sets. They're in the middle of a Lego drive right now. Since his death, it's been thousands of boxes of Lego sets. Thousands of boxes. Shu would be so proud of what's going on. His mother, Tammy Huber, is joining us now. Tammy, I hope I did the story justice.
You did amazing. I'm trying to hold back my tears here. Thank
well,
you.
You guys.
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you again. We do this every year, and I love it, and our listeners love it, and my readers love it, and I would love to know how many thousands of boxes of Legos or Lego sets do you think it's been since the passing of Shu?
Oh, we probably are close to 6,000 boxes in the last, this will be our eighth year. So in the last 8 years, it's about 6,000 boxes.
It's incredible.
Yeah. He just wanted 100.
He wanted 100. You blew through it. And I love that you've taken something that was his mission. You've made it your mission. His siblings obviously are involved in this as well, but give us an idea, you know, where are these Lego sets going to go, and how can people maybe get involved if they'd like today to buy a Lego set for part of the mission?
You'll have a link with an Amazon wish list for Jack's 8th annual Lego set drive. And what we do is we collect them, we take them up to Dornbecker Children's Hospital, and they are so excited to get these because we're the only family that donates strictly Legos. I deliberately set aside certain ones or a handful for the pediatric oncology unit because that's kind of our home. And then the rest is for the entire children's hospital. So it's not just one unit that we are supplying Legos for. It is all those children up at that hospital for whatever reason, whether they're in the emergency room, they're just going up to get labs drawn, they have a stay overnight or an extended stay. Child Life Services has access to those Legos to supply to those kids.
I am going to tweet out a link. I'll post it on Facebook. And I will link it tomorrow morning at johnconzano.com for people who are moved by this and you want to see the Amazon wish list and maybe buy a set to help with the mission. I know that these Lego sets, your home residence gets chosen as the delivery spot. What is that like for you to get home from work and see the boxes and the packages?
Well, your listeners are quite amazing, and I'm floored every year by their generosity. And I come home sometimes, and I can't even get to my front door. So it's very overwhelming and very humbling to see the generosity of others, and that my kid did that.
Yeah, he did, and continues to give back, and these Lego sets obviously are going to other kids that, like your son, are in fights for their life. And you know, it's a small bit of an escape for the kids. Jack, your kid, he's in this condition at the hospital. And what would a Lego set mean to a kid at a hospital who's going through treatment?
The world, really, because it instantly takes away anything negative. It is exactly what he wanted. It is an instant smile on their face. It's an instant distraction from all the pokes and prods and tests and surgeries and pain and doctors and nurses and always being in your face. It's just that it's that light that comes in that room when those Lego boxes are presented to these kids. And it did it for Jack, and he understood that. And he understood exactly what that represented when he was handed a box of Legos and how that would affect these kids. And I get messages from parents all the time with pictures of their kids, and they're like, My 4-year-old was laying in bed and has not moved any arms, spoken to anybody, smiled in days. And the moment they were given a Lego box, they are now talking, interacting, sitting up, laughing again. And that not only brings the joy to the kids, but to the parents too, because that's what we want to see, is our kids being happy. And when they're sick, it's really hard. And so it brings joy to even the parents, watching their kids have just a glimmer of distraction and happiness in that moment.
The osteosarcoma that took your son's life and, you know, and caused so much damage really before that, I think about you going through that, and I think about you, you know, channeling this, you know, this mission in a positive way. For, you know, we have often had parents on the show who have lost children, and I hear over and over that, you know, a lot of us don't know what to say, Tammy, when we see somebody, a neighbor or a family member who has lost a child. What advice would you give to the rest of us? And what has helped you when people have approached, or, you know, do you want to talk about him? Do you not want to talk about, you know what I mean? Like, because a lot of us don't know what to do.
I think as a bereaved parent, we don't forget our child. And we don't want anybody else to forget our child, regardless of how long they were here on Earth. A blink of an eye, you know, our kids grow up so fast. And I think that their life mattered regardless of how long they were here. And so for me personally, and in talking with other bereaved parents, the biggest thing is that you remember my son and that you say his name. And that means that he mattered and that he lived and that he gave and that he impacted others. Lives in his short life. And I think that's, as a bereaved parent, that's what we want, is our kids to have mattered and to be important to somebody and know that they lived here. They existed. And saying their name and just, you know, I get messages of people, like you mentioned previously, driving by a baseball field, and they'll see something that reminds them of Jack, and I'll get a message and say, you know, I thought of Jack today, and I just wanted to let you know. And that does not, it saddens me that he's not here, but that gives me joy. And that somebody else also thought and loved on Jack, even when he's not here, and shared that with me.
When I see a Lego, or I step on a Lego in the middle of the living room floor now, I don't have quite the same impact. I think about your kid.
I don't know if I can say the same.
I think about your kid. I do. I think about your kid because like, how many of us, like, there's a lot of people, Tammy, who spend their time complaining and belly aching, and here your son was facing this terrible thing, and he found some strength and he found some focus, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. He was very accepting. I think once he had acceptance, not only of his diagnosis, he fought like crazy to beat it. But once he was told that there's nothing more that can be done, it was a moment of despair and intense grief of, I'm not going to live. And then there was this acceptance and this old school wisdom and maturity that came out of him that was incredible to watch as he lived those, you know, 4 or 5 months after he found out that he was terminal. And he was quite the kid. I'm proud to be his mom.
I love that. And I love that you are continuing the mission. For people who are interested, I will post the link to the wish list at johnconzano.com early tomorrow morning. I'll post it on social media as well. If you follow me, you'll be able to get it. Is there a way to search for it on the Amazon wish list, or how do you search for that?
I have to. It's called Jack's, J-A-C-K-S, 8th Annual Lego. And so in 2025. So I think if people were to type in Jack's, that they would be able to, hopefully it'll come up. And we have all price ranges and, go ahead.
I just did it. Jack's and the number 8th Annual Lego 2025 does pop up. If you can't find it, just go to johnconzano.com tomorrow morning and send Tammy and her family a Lego set that will end up at the hospital. Tammy, I love that you reach out every year. Let's keep doing this.
Yes, absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
Get it.
And thank you so much.
Maybe we get an update here in a couple weeks if once, you know, the packages. Send me a picture when you see packages start stacking up. I'd love to give our listeners an update.
Absolutely. You've got
it. All right. There she goes. Tammy Huber, her son Jack, on a mission still. Leave it here.